For ETV Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. If there's one food that South Carolinians love, it's barbecue. According to barbecue historian Lake High, it was invented in the 1500s in present-day Beaufort County by the Spanish who brought the pig to the New World and the Indians who developed the cooking method. From there, the art of barbecue has grown into a passion for many, and barbecue cook-offs now abound across the Palmetto State. High co-founded the South Carolina Barbecue Association, or SCBA, in 2004 with fellow barbecue lover Walter Rolandi. The idea struck as they returned from judging an independent barbecue contest with several poorly trained judges.
We've come back from Florence, and I remember him saying, you know, Lake, we got the best barbecue in the nation and the worst judges. And he was right about both of those. And so I said, we ought to be able to do something about that.
High was a certified barbecue judge with the nationally recognized societies in Kansas City and Memphis, as well as a longtime wine judge. The SCBA combined the best of these worlds with even higher standards of training judges than the other groups.
We bring people in and give them a day-long seminar, and that just gets them started. And they go to four different events and sit on what we call a novice table or a newbie table, where they study under a master judge. After they do that four times, then we certify them. You go to a Kansas seminar, and it's not even as long as I was, and when you walk out the door, you're certified. And they throw you right on the line and let you start judging, even though you've not trained well enough to do it. It's a process in South Carolina. We have the best trained judges in the nation. We intend to keep it that way.
Basic barbecue, which is always pork, says High, is cooked about the same everywhere. But it's the finishing sauces, mustard, light tomato, heavy tomato, or vinegar and pepper, that give South Carolina barbecue its diversity. High says the criteria for judging barbecue are more stringent in South Carolina than anywhere else.
Well, the first thing you do is you grade it on appearance. So you got appearance, and then you have aroma. We're the only people that consider that. After appearance and aroma, we go for texture and tenderness. And these are graded, and then taste, and that's graded. And then we have an overall impression score, which is your score given all of those things sort of put together. And it's a weighted system. In other words, taste and tenderness count more than appearance and aroma, and more than overall impression, which is the way it should be.
High says the SCBA trains judges to put their own preferences and prejudices aside.
We teach you how to judge so that when you've got somebody passing in a good barbecue, they should be getting a good score whether you like it or not. Because a lot of people come in and they didn't like mustard, or they don't like vinegar and pepper, they don't like it spicy, or they don't like the red sauce or whatever. You got to put that out of your mind and work on the barbecue as it is. It has nothing to do with what you like. It has to do with how good the barbecue is.
From a beginning of doing two barbecue events in its first year, the SCBA now sends judges to about 40 events per year. But after 11 years and hundreds of events, have the judges found any barbecue they deem perfect? Not yet, says High.
When you add up everything on the table, we've never had a perfect score, ever. We're still searching for that perfect barbecue.
This South Carolina Focus report also can be heard on etvradio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio.